Actually, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, as you see, is written in verse, and in old times, devotees would actually spend just days and nights just reading or singing these verses. I was myself living in a temple for 1 month in Vrindavan, where there were Bengali Vaishnavas who were actually from 2 to 4 o'clock or so, and they would gather together. No, 2 was too early. 2 they took their siesta, but from 4 to 6, I believe, they were singing this, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, like this. This verse is a verse which needs to be understood in context, and therefore I would like to give you the context before I come to the verse. It's about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India tour. When the Lord was traveling through South India, he chanted a very nice song. Krishna, 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 Hare.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Pahima. Krishna, 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 Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare.
Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama
Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama
Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Mahima
Hare Krishna. He would chant this the whole tour and always. It means Krishna, 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 Krishna. And with the word hey, he wants to draw attention to him. Hey! I think we say this when we make phone calls, and I noticed when the devotees take up the mobile phone and they say something like, hey, or is it, hey, hey. It is actually, in Swedish we also say always, hey. Rakshaman means protect me. Pahimang means maintain me. Isn't that the Lord in the mood of a devotee turns to Krishna? Please protect me. I'm going through South India. And maintain me. In Udupi, there is a place where the samadhis of sannyasis are kept who traveled through South India. And on these samadhis, you will find the regular samadhi dome, but left and right, made from cement, tigers. What this means is, while traveling through the jungle, these sannyasis were attacked and killed by tigers. It was not so easy to travel in South India at that time. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took also shelter in Lord Rama, who bears a bow and an arrow. Rama, Raghava, he said, Rakshaman, protect me. And Krishna Keshava, the beautiful Krishna, please maintain me. Krishna Keshava. Keshava means the Lord who has very fine hair, but here it means the Lord who kills the Keshi demon, the demon which brings pride to someone. Now, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see someone, he would call out, Hari Hari! It's actually a nice way to greet someone. When you meet someone, we can say, maybe on the telephone, instead of hey, we can say, Hari Hari! This is a very good way of, when we see someone, Hari Hari! That's so nice. That was what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called out, and then, these people were so attracted to him that they began to follow him. They went after, they went, followed means they followed behind him. And eventually the Lord would turn around and embrace these people and tell them, you have your own life, please return home and go home. Now these people would go home, but because they had met the sannyasi Vedrani, they had met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had taught them to chant, Hari Hari! These people actually, and because they were embraced, when they returned to their own villages, something had totally changed in their lives. They were laughing, they were crying, and they were dancing. They came back. So maybe we can imagine what happened in the village. People would say to you, you were called Darko before the dark-minded. I'm sorry, this is a nice name. It sounds only... it resembles the English, but they would maybe say, you were so different, but now you dance and you are always chanting Hari Hari, and you also cry and you laugh when there is no apparent reason for laughter. What happened to you? so the person would talk about his meeting with the golden sannyasi, and he would in turn request everyone to also chant Hari Hari. And in this way, all the villagers became devotees. Thus, many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by him. So this is the context in which this present verse appears. We will chant it again and then hear the translation. Navadvipaye shakti na kaila prakashe. Nese shakti prakashi nishtari le dakshin deshe. Very interesting spiritual subject comes now out. I think those who know Chaitanya Leela will mark this verse as something special. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadvip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. Now Prabhupada writes a very important purport to this verse. The other verses he has not purported, but here is a very amazing purport. At that time there were many smartas, non-devotee followers of Vedic rituals at the holy place of Navadvip, which was also the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers of the Smriti Shastra are called smartas. Most of them are non-devotees, and their main business is following the Brahminical principles strictly. However, they are not enlightened in devotional service. In Navadvip, all the learned scholars are followers of the Smriti Shastra, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not attempt to convert them. Therefore, the author has remarked that the spiritual potency Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did not manifest at Navadvip, but it was manifested by his grace in South India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other words, had chosen to not bestow his mercy on these smartas whose heart was already filled with a certain concept how to practice their Vedic life. They were these ritualistic people. So thus everyone there, means in South India, became a Vaishnava. By this it is to be understood that people are really interested in preaching in a favorable situation. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt to spread Krishna consciousness amongst them. It is better to go where the situation is more favorable. This Krishna consciousness movement was first attempted in India. Now Prabhupada writes something about his own life as a preacher. But the people of India were too absorbed in political thoughts, and they did not take to it. They were entranced by the political leaders. We preferred therefore to come to the West following the order of our spiritual master, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is becoming successful. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami continues, and I feel it's important to discuss how he continues this. But are you with the text at the moment? You have tuned yourself in. It is a description of the extraordinary potencies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who made people or turned people into devotees just by saying Hari Hari and embracing them. This is a difficult subject matter, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is now Krishnadas Kaviraj, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's empowering of others can be understood by one who's actually a devotee of the Lord and who has received his mercy. If one does not believe in the uncommon transcendental pastimes of the Lord, he's vanquished both in this world and in the next. Hare Krishna. Whatever I have stated about the beginning of the Lord's tour, you know, what we have just heard, that was the beginning, should also be understood to hold for as long as the Lord toured South India. Hare Krishna. This is the text, which is a very, very remarkable text. A text, I feel, which also expresses the magic of the Krishna consciousness movement. In Split, I have asked the devotees, would you like to become a member of the Krishna consciousness movement? The devotees were a little surprised that such a question was posed before them. They thought, we are already 8 years here. Why do you ask us if we would like to become a member of something we are already a member of for 8 years? There's a certain reason for this question. The Krishna consciousness movement actually means a movement of devotees who have Krishna in their hearts, who like the holy name of Krishna as the most important item in their life. It's their most important possession which they have. They cultivate the holy name. They go deeper into the holy name. And then when people meet them, they do become, how do you say, just amazed. They become highly influenced because it's so strong in them. I must tell you that yesterday I talked to a devotee about this. I personally come from a time where a lot, all the young people were very interested in the music, because the musicians at that time took the ideas which we young people had in our mind and wrote lyrics about them and then made music to these ideas and performed the ideas on big festivals. They were called happenings, where things were happening. And young people always want that things happen. So we went to these happenings, hoping that something would happen. I still remember when I was very, very young, I came in contact with these musicians who were so strong in their music. They were from morning till evening through the night just doing music and living a lifestyle which was conducive to this, you know, music. And I remember when we came with the young boys, you know, only 12 years, very impressionable, slatky young boys, you know. When we came and we saw, you know, the groups like these modern groups performing on the stage and just totally in their music with all they had, we became impressed, and we also began to sing the songs and live by these values, because they were just so extremely strong in what they did. They were practically eating, sleeping, and doing everything else in this music idea. And we saw that, and we were overwhelmed. You know, young, there are films of this time, when a group like the Beatles performed the music, they stopped actually playing music because no one could hear the music any longer. People were just so enthused. They were just screaming, ah, 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 and they would faint. It is called, there is a word about this. It's called Beatlemania. One member of the Beatles was asked about this, and he said, I can't hear the music, but it's anyways fun. You know, they said we could as well play anything. People would mention it. Apparently, this is not about music here, what we do. They were a little bit disturbed in their false ego as musicians, but yes, it was not about music. It was about becoming enthused. That's why the young people would go to these happenings. It was about becoming that something happens in the life. I remember being part of a devotee group, Goranga Bhajan group, we called it. And you can't imagine when we came to Moscow. By then we were all in the newspapers and Moscow was ready for us. I had only one duty on this group because, as you have noticed, maybe my voice is so bad that it's, I can't really, it's only because of my shamelessness that I dare to sing. But I was forbidden to sing in the Goranga Bhajan group. But I was encouraged to dance. So I would just dance on these programs as much as possible. You know, after 9 programs of dancing like that, if you are interested, you might see the videos. It was really something else. Then we would just collapse after some time. But I noticed also, these people don't come for the music. They want to be enthused. This is what people want. And they are ready for this. They're ready to be inspired. But, my dear devotees, you need to have joined the Hare Krishna movement if you want to inspire the people with Krishna consciousness. You need to really have Krishna in your heart. You need to have the whole mantra in your life ready. And then people who see you, they want to be inspired and they will become inspired. So on Gopurnima, I want to request you to join this echelon of the Hare Krishna movement, that is the inspired devotee. And Mahaprabhu's preaching is on this line. Imagine, Hari Hari! People saw him, he was so much Hari Hari! Hari Hari! They chanted. Then the Lord embraced them and that was it. They were devotees. Rest of their lives. And they made the villagers devotees. Madhavananda, this is a new dimension of Krishna consciousness. Please join this dimension. It's important. Let us join the Hare Krishna movement. This is an open invitation. So to do this, we need to become empowered. Obviously, we cannot do this on our own strengths. And for this, Mahaprabhu has appeared in 5 features, the Pancha Tattva. Now I'm coming to my subject. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one personal secretary. Do you know the name of the secretary? Swarup Damodar, yes. who wrote a diary, and in this diary he explained that each member of the Panchatattva is in charge of supplying you a particular form of shelter. He can empower you in a particular way, in other words. Let us start with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ashraya. Ashraya means the container or the shelter of the many ecstasies experienced in pure love of God. When a sincere sadhaka approaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he will begin to experience is rasa, a taste in spiritual life. I don't know if Gaurahari is... Yes, Gaurahari. Would you mind to bring my red picture map? You know where I have this laminated photos? Doblo. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give you rasa. There's a verse in Taittiriya Upanishad, a verse which describes God. What is God? It's a nice and handy description, which I think is nice for us to learn. When someone comes to you and asks you, what is God, Sanya? Then how to explain this? You know, this is very... So the Taittiriya Upanishad says, Rasovai Saha. He is the one who is full of rasa, that means ecstatic taste. It's said that Srimati Radharani, who is the energy of the Lord, has one quality, it's called lavanya. And by this quality we can understand very much what is rasa. Lavanya is something which we, a quality which we cannot really find in this world. Lavanya is, refers to an effulgence which comes from inside. It's something like, have you ever seen a valuable pearl? A very valuable pearl will have a glimmering and a shine which comes from inside. So Srimati Radharani's quality is lavanya. That means what is in her heart is just shining through her personality. She these spiritual bodies or spiritual personalities, you cannot understand in a material way. They are not bodies like we have. This is the bhava. Radharani is Mahabhava Mayi, full of Mahabhava, or Mahabhava Swarupini. And that means her bhava, her ecstatic feelings, which is nothing else than rasa, is just coming out of her. And that's why she is so attractive to Krishna. When she comes somewhere, the lavanya, that means the effulgence which comes from inside, is spreading through the forests of Vrindavan. It's over. And when Govinda, who's somewhere playing his flute, experiences this lavanya, this means this ecstatic feelings of Radharani, which come in the form of an effulgence, he is thrilled and very, very attracted. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, as you know, he has come to experience the bhava of Srimati Radharani. And when people would see him, or you know, they would feel the same quality of how the ecstasy contained in his heart, this inconceivable ecstasy, would just... expand. And I want to show you a picture so that you can understand a little bit what this might mean. Yes. Please look at this picture. Chá go, look at this picture. Have you ever seen such a picture? It is a, how do we see say divine in Croatian language? Bojanst. It's really Bojanst. Is it a Croatian name, a word, or a Bosnian word? Bosnian. Bojanst. It's so Bojanst, you know. This is extremely Bojanst. Bojanski, yes, I know. Always key, yes, finally. It's so Bojanski. Nicht göttlich. What do you think, Kishori? Kishori is a picture lover and a painter, so. Rock is looking, he can't believe his eye. And you can see, there's so much, it's coming out of it, even this picture. The artist wanted to somehow show the ecstasy, and therefore he made a quiche. Quiche means rain. The rain of ecstasy. Yeah. It's a very a good artistic concept, no? Krishna. Toy Moy. So you can now understand a little how he's the container of rasa. Now, oh Krishna, I forgot. Now we will go to Lord Nityananda. Are you ready? This is extraordinary. Lord Nityananda, he is Premananda. In our song every morning, we say, please help me, ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. Yes, Premananda, you know, he's the Ananda of Prema. That is, the bliss of Prema is through him. I also have a picture, but I don't know if you are already advanced enough to see this. Ah, Krishna. Ah, yes, this is too much. We will faint. We don't need to continue with the lecture. It's already good enough to see this picture. Maybe I show it, maybe not. No, I want to come to explain a little and then I will show it. He's full of the bliss of love. And therefore he is called the Prema Ashraya. That is the container of love. When you take shelter at Nityananda's lotus feet, and establish your relationship with Nityananda in all seriousness, you will be actually able, or you can become empowered by his mercy, to chant the names of Krishna with love. When you chant Krishna's name without love, you will not join the Hare Krishna movement. Only if you chant it with love, then it's actually possible for you to chant in earnestness. Love is that which binds our attention. When we have no love, our attention will not be on that. No, and I think you all know this. You are a young devotees, and for sometimes the question, sometimes you fall in love. This happens naturally to every one of a young person. This is natural. And then when you have fallen in love with someone, your attention is so much fixed. Is this person now here or is the person not here? Your attention is there with that person. So with the love chanting with love means your attention is with Krishna. That is from Nityananda. Oh, Krishna, Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya used to say about Lord Nityananda, whoever worships Lord Nityananda with faith and devotion also worships me. The lotus feet of Nitai are worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Therefore, you should all worship him with love. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to his devotees. If one has even a portion of envy towards Nitai, he's not accepted by me, even if he is a devotee. Lord Krishna will never give one up who has been touched by the air that has touched the body of Nitai. On Nityananda's appearance day, we always celebrate. And I have seen that many of the devotees who come seem to be touched by Lord Nityananda, maybe by the air which comes from the body. Maybe. Such a person will never be given up. So this picture, I really think this is a divine revelation. This is Lord Nityananda. Please, very carefully look. You're so silent. You also feel this is a good picture? Yes, that's a foolish question, maybe. This is the best picture of Lord Nityananda I have seen so far. Because somehow the author was empowered by Nityananda. If you want to see them after the lecture from close, we can put them at Prabhupada's Vyasasana and you can see them to your heart's content. Also, if you wish to have copies of this, these copies were made for me by Mata Yanti. She can give on the computer copies. She for free. Or? For blessings, says Mata Yanti. You can go and get this on your particular computer and then whenever you admire, you go click and just Hare Krishna. So the next personality in the Panchatattva is Advaita Acharya. Please note the word Acharya. What is Acharya? Could you give a definition of an Acharya, please? One of you. Yes, Madhavananda.
Divine teacher.
Could we be a little bit more specific in our tradition? I was thinking Madhuchandan. Madhuchanda. Yeah. One who teaches by his example. Yes. Any other?
One who establishes
Yes, someone who establishes in a certain spiritual school the rules. We have some Sampradaya Acharya, for instance. Ramanujacharya, he established even the way of sadhana, and the liturgy, you say in theological language. Liturgy means the practices of worship. How is the worship done? How many circles when you do an artik and just the worship. Yes. To make it clear, in the Western world, Prabhupada has called himself Founder Acharya. This is usually an Acharya. He found something. He starts something. So Advaita Acharya is in charge of the Pancharatrika Vidhi. What is this? Pancharatrika Vidhi is the knowledge how to worship Krishna. If you want to know how we do this in our school, our sampradaya, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has written and has compiled an excellent book, two books, Pancharatrika Deepika, you know, that which throws light on the systems of worship. Many very, 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 it's really interesting reading. It's not dry at all. It's really very interesting, and I believe devotees who do like to get to know what we are about, they should eventually read this compilation. It's very, very beautiful, with nice prayers and very devotionally done. It's excellent, really. So Advaita Acharya is the Pancharatika Vidhi Ashraya. That means he is in charge of the regulated path of devotional service, Vaidhi Bhakti, and can help us to become stable in our regulated devotional practice. Now, it's important for me to say at this moment that this is one perspective on Advaita Acharya. He also has another dimension, which is he is really raganugik, in his expression and in his pastimes and so on. But Acharya means he's a teacher who sets this down. Once, Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Acharya, he's Srivas Pandit, what kind of Vaishnava do you think Advaita Prabhu is? What kind of Vaishnava Advaita Acharya is? You are maybe coming to this lecture with the expectations that ideas are presented to you, and I will do my service. Advaita Acharya was really, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, the only one who expressed pure devotional service in that Navadvip area. The rest we have heard from Prabhupada's commentary, the smarter brahmanas with their just rules and regulations, no bhakti, no personal worship of the Lord. We're just so, these technicians were ruling the spiritual or the religious life then. And Advaita Acharya would talk about bhakti, he would give lectures on the Bhagavad Gita, and devotees would come and take him as a shelter, really, and a teacher. So Srivas Pandit was asked, what kind of Vaishnava do you think? Hare Krishna, this beautiful garland couldn't contain the ecstasy of the picture. It has been broken. I think because a devotee did so such loving work, maybe we can repair this garland. This is Mataji work. Kishori, may I request you to repair this beautiful garland? Shiva said, I think he is similar to Shukadev Goswami and to Prahlad. And the question was, what kind of Vaishnava? Vaishnava means a devotee, a worshipper of the Lord. So Shivas Pandi said, I think he's comparable to Shukadev or Prahlad, the highest Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya heard this. He said, what did you say? I'm feeling so much distress by your ignorant answer. And then he became very, very angry. He ran up, he grabbed a fishing rod and started to run after Srivas Pandit. It was not the right answer. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
It was not the right answer. It was the wrong answer. Mahaprabhu said, Nada. That's the nickname he would call Advaita Acharya by. Nada called me. Sukadev and Prahlad, yes, they are liberated from material existence, but in comparison to my Nada, they are just like children. Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu had so much love for Advaita Acharya that he said, it was because you called me. You sat at the Ganga and you lovingly called me. Come, Lord, come. Here's so much atheism and the Kali Yuga spreads. You have to come personally to help in this. Then I was peacefully resting, says Lord Chaitanya, but by your Prabhupada translate, by your trumpet-like calling. Do you know trumpet? You go like, oh, it's so loud, you know. Maybe some of us can learn the trumpet for the kirtan. It's extremely favorable for kirtan music. It woke me up and I came because you called me. Another time, that was when Rupa and Sanatana Goswami wanted to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just turned to Advaita Acharya and said, you are the storekeeper of devotional service. Who can attain devotion to Krishna, the association of Krishna's devotees, or Krishna himself, unless you give him devotional service? There were Rupa and Sanatana Goswami wanting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he turned to Advaita Acharya and said, you are the storekeeper of devotion. You please give them. Advaita said, well, I may be a storekeeper, but you are the proprietor. Only if you order can the storekeeper give what is in his possession. This was the relationship of Advaita Acharya to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can find this in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam in the Antya Lila, where there is a chapter, The Glories of Advaita Acharya. So then is Gadadhara Pandit. Are you with us? This is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different features. Do you know what is a feature? It's the same thing, but in a different function. I have an alarm clock, which has two features. No, three features. It's a very developed alarm clock. It has snooze waking. This goes like beep. And after some time it goes beep, and then it waits for some time, beep. And then it has the other feature. It goes beep, 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 beep. And then when you're in the night and you want to know what time it is, it has another feature. You just press one button. It's the same button where you can stop the alarm clock. And then zip, the light comes on and you can see what time it is in the night. It's an extremely wonderful alarm clock. It's the same alarm clock always, but it works in different features. You know, so it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't want to really compare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with it. This is a rasa basa. This is not good, but I wanted to explain what the word feature means. The same thing which acts differently. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda, is Advaita Acharya, is Gadadhara Pandit. But he acts differently in this. Gadadhara Pandit is the Bhava Ashraya, the shelter of Bhava or the budding stage of love of Godhead. There is bhava, and from bhava is the bud, means the pupolyak or something. Then prema is the fully blossomed love. It comes out of the pupolyak, the bud. So Gadadha Pandit is the bhava ashraya, Nityananda the prema ashraya. And now we come to Srivast Thakur. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time. This could become an endless seminar when we get into everyone. Srivast Thakur is, this gets now very important for us who are living entities, is really the Lord appearing as a living entity. He's a Shuddha Nam Ashraya, the shelter of the pure holy name of Krishna. By his mercy, we can be blessed with the capability to chant the Shuddha Nam. That means the pure holy name. Srivast Pandit had such a loving relationship with the Lord. You cannot imagine how loving the relationship was. Srivast Pandit's house became the Lord's house where all the Sankirtan took place. Srivast Pandit's wife Malini hosted, was a domachan of Nityananda Prabhu, who lived there, and Malini would cook for him and take care for him, of him, as if he would be her own son. Srivast Thakur was a very, very, very dependent devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Imagine what devotee he must have been, so that Mahaprabhu did so many most important pastimes in his house. Towards the end of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, I find Srivast Thakur's glories come forth, at least for me, in a very outstanding way. Towards the end of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, Advaitacharya stopped the kirtan. And he said, "Now I will teach you another mantra." Not Hare Krishna any longer. The devotees looked. After all, he was the acharya, the teacher. And then he began to spontaneously sing out a forbidden song. He sang the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had appeared in the role of the devotee, had forbidden that anyone chants his name. Because, he wanted to not be disturbed in his bhava of a devotee. But Lord Advaitacharya broke the rules. And when all the devotees heard Advaitacharya singing the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm sorry I don't have them just now here, but they're in Chaitanya Bhagavat. They were first very afraid because they remembered what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said. But then it was the acharya. So they burst out and chanted. And at that moment, from many parts of the universe, conditioned souls were coming in streams. Also from Tripura, people came. Tripura means that's a state in the mountainous area, the Himalayan regions. They came and they all danced. It became a kirtan with millions of people, even demigods. They all chanted the names of Gauranga. And they came to the kutir, the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with this Gauranga kirtan. Mahaprabhu asked his servant Govindadas, "What are they singing?" Govinda just went out and saw all these ecstatic Vaishnavas dancing, fainting, crying, laughing, and relishing the kirtan. And he came back and said, "You know, your devotees are a little independent. What are they singing?" "They're very good devotees. What are they singing?" Mahaprabhu rushed out like a lion. And he was so influential, no one could, you know, when Mahaprabhu did something, he stopped the kirtan. "Why do you give pain to my heart? I have taught you, I have taught the world to chant Krishna's name. Why do you chant my name?" Oh, the devotees. Oh. "We are not here. We are not here." They all felt. They prayed to Mother Bhumi, "Please open up now and swallow us. Please, you did it, man. You did it for Sita. Why not for us? Our problem is much stronger. Please." They were begging Mother Earth to swallow them. Then Shiva's Thakur came to the Lord. And he did like this. No, not like this. He made like this. What could Gauranga do? He was a very loving devotee. He did this. Gauranga was, "I have asked you a question. Don't make a sign, please." Gauranga said, "Could you please explain your sign?" She was just very innocently smiled. He said, "My Lord, just like it is not possible to cover the sun with the hand, so it's not possible for you to cover yourself. You are the Lord. You are Krishna. We are following your order only." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just turned around, went to his courtier and took a rest. He was defeated by the love of his devotee. He was no argument any longer. Loving devotee. Love can defeat even the Lord. The Lord is controlled by love. There is a story which happened in Sweden, actually, and it's very, it shows this. Once there was a mother who was so angry on what the little boy did. The little boy had, you know, played and the color, you know, fell on the floor. He was restless and played. And the mother said, "This is enough. I have enough with you. This is too much what you do. You now go into the garden, bring a stick. I will now punish you." The little boy, "Mother wants to beat me with this. Mother wants to beat me with a stick." "She wants to punish me." And so the little boy went to the garden and came back to his mother with a stone. The mother was getting even more angry. Why? I told you to get a stick. Why did you bring a useless stone? And the little boy said with tears in his eyes, Mother, a stone is better for punishing. You know, if you stick a stone. And the mother, she was defeated. She saw her boy wanted to do what is in her interest. And she wanted to punish the boy. So stone is a better instrument for punishing. When the mother saw this love of her little boy, she just almost fainted. You know, there's so much love is there. So she embraced him and forgot about the punishment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves Shiva's Pandit so much. He was so angry. He felt his mission was here spoiled. But she was just like a little boy made like this. This gesture was enough so that the Lord went defeated into his kutir and took a rest. He was defeated. Let's rest. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I want to now read a very nice thing to you. A nice passage from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about how he wants to explain how when we take shelter at Nitya, at the Panchatattva, how you get Krishna prema or love for Krishna. He actually says it only in regards to Nityananda and Chaitanya. When someone calls out the names of Nitai and Chaitanya, Krishna prema comes looking for him. In other words, you don't look for Krishna prema, but Krishna prema comes looking for you. Where are you? Where are you hiding? Beautiful. Like Ananta Shesha now is looking for his mobile phone. So Krishna Prema comes looking for someone who is chanting Gaunitai. No, it's a very nice illustration. You know, the phone made its noise, made its melody, and Ananta Shesha came looking for the phone. Where is it? So if you make your melody, Chaitanya Nityananda, Krishna Prema comes looking for you. Please make your melody. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga.
Yes, and when you make such a melody, Krishna Prema comes looking for you. Hare Krishna. He continues to say, offenses do not hinder his progress, and he soon sheds tears of ecstasy out of pure love of God. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, all the offenses quickly flee away. The heart becomes pure, and love of God fully blossoms. Because people in Kali Yuga commit unlimited offenses, which are difficult to check, There can be no means of deliverance other than Gauranga's name. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, I see no alternative to Sri Gauranga. This is also the proclamation of the scriptures. So this, the reason why I'm quoting this beautiful quotation is, Krishna consciousness is only possible to obtain by divine Bhojanski help. On one's own, it is not possible to attain it because we are in the wrong age, really. We are in the wrong age for love. It's not the right age for love at the present moment. It's the age for selfishness and of offenses. Therefore, we have to take the help of the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, that is Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya. If we do so, then we are empowered. Krishna Prema comes to us, looking for us. Hare Krishna. Yes. Now I want to ask you. I have 5 meditations. Who wants to hear the meditation about I will only be able to give you 1 meditation about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please raise your hand. Who wants to hear that? Who wants to hear the meditation about Nityananda Prabhu? Oh, no, one only. No, 5 means? You didn't know what you are voting for. Okay. There's a meditation on Lord Chaitanya. There's a meditation on Nityananda. There is a meditation of Advaita, about Advaita Prabhu. There's a meditation on Sri Gadadhara. There's a meditation on Sri Vastakur. 5. But we will only hear 1, because if we read all the 5, I feel maybe we will not be able to concentrate on the speciality. I would like to influence your vote a little bit. Bhaja bhaja bhai hene prabhu nitananda yanhara prasade bhai prabhu Gaura Chandra. Oh brothers, just and sisters, just worship Nityananda Prabhu, by whose mercy one attains Gaura Chandra. It's difficult to attain the Lord, but by the mercy of Nityananda, it's easy. So let us now count. Sundarananda is looking angry at me that I'm influencing in very subtle ways my audience this morning. Shalamsi. I don't know. I didn't want to hurt you. Of course, you're not looking angry at me, but I want to make a joke. So in a subtle ways, I have done manipulation. Anyways, you are free to vote. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean it to come out like this. It was unmeditated. I'm such a rascal. I'm really very... So please freely choose. I should not have done that. Who wants to hear the meditation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Indira and Nishinghi. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes, I didn't want to manipulate anyone. I felt sorry. Who wants to hear about Lord Nityananda? I think that someone else is there. What do you wish to meditation on? Nityananda. Okay. So Nityanandas. I didn't mean it to come out like this. It's very embarrassing for me that I talk so foolishly. May I always remember the smiling face and form of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose attractive pace means how he, the step, whose attractive pace derides the glory of an elephant's gait, whose cloth is as elegant as a blue lotus flower. Let us meditate about Lord Nityananda, whose bodily effulgence conquers the splendor of the rising moon at sunset. And let us meditate about Nityanandas, whose prema-saturated rolling eyes defeat the pride of a darting hummingbird. You know, what is a darting hummingbird? Well, a dart means it comes in one straight line at you. You know, dart, sometimes they play in ignorant places, darts. So a dart comes flying in one straight line. So this bird comes in one straight line. And Lord Nityananda, he would, with his eyes, just look at the devotees doing the kirtans, and they would start to dance all of a sudden. Some of them would be so ecstatic, they would climb on the trees and dance on the branches. Without the branches falling down or breaking due to the ecstatic potency of Lord Nityananda. In other words, he would empower by his rolling eyes, love-filled eyes, the devotees of the Lord. So Krishna, this is... Yes, this is the thing. Now, this evening comes my most important lecture. Yes. I'm very happy that we somehow come to this. This evening is the evening before Gopunim. Is this right? Yeah. Good. Then it's an ideal timing, Lord Chaitanya's arrangement. The subject of the seminar is how Lord Chaitanya can still be present in our lives, and how he affects the deliverance of the fallen souls, including us, how he can affect our own deliverance. And exactly how this is done, we will hear this evening. You know, it means also, it will be important for us to understand it, because we must make ourselves ready to receive the mercy which flows tomorrow. Tomorrow is the mercy day. No? So, then we will try to explain it. I feel very... this evening will be my most important lecture, really, because it's all Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so shastric, you can't believe it, but so relishable. Krishna. So I want to stop here. Are there any questions at this time? Premananda. No, today was a lecture where we just more or less listened and everything is clear. What you asked? Can you tell us more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please? Okay, then we will stop here. Thank you very much, and please do come. And please think of tomorrow. Would be nice if each one of us can make a present to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, his birthday. Do you come empty-handed on a birthday? Never. You have these special bags, you know, the present bags. Please make a present. If you don't know what to give to the pujaris, you might ask, sorry, if you don't know what you want to give to the Lord, you might ask the pujaris. Or you might like to say, I give a donation for, I think the curtain arrangement is still a little bit spooky, so, spooky is a wild word, you know, it's a little, I don't know, maybe it's excellent, maybe, you know, some things the pujaris might give you an idea, or you might just like to give a flower or a, I really have to think about it. Or you might like to give your life. That's the biggest present. Or you might like to say, I will do this and that. I'm very sorry for having said something about the curtain. I was, because I know that the devotees have given their lives to and then they hear such a word. This was not what I meant to say, that curtain are not spooky. What I wanted to say is, I wanted to look for something where we can do something for the deities. Maybe we should all ask Sundarananda to supply us a list with, isn't it? Adya knows the present list. For Abhishek, yeah. That's a good idea, to help with the Abhishek. Flowers, yogurt, Slatki meat. Yeah. That's very beneficial, to help the Lord take a proper bath. A good bath. An Abhishek bath. That's a very nice thing. It said anyone who just meditates about bathing the Lord will never again see Lord Yamaraj. What to speak of someone who actually bathes the Lord. And tomorrow we will do this. It's your last birth actually in this life, in this world, when you are actually able to bathe Lord Chaitanya. Maybe some of you should seriously consider if they want that. Yeah, Anandini? Ornaments is a wonderful gift also. Yeah, especially the Madhajis have the tendency to decorate, which is for Madhajis a good tendency. Then maybe decorate the Lord. That's a good idea. Hare Krishna. Shishi Gaura Nitai Ki. Shishi Srila Prabhupada Ki. Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.